Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a lot of things going on, but we can't just say because we're busy, just being busy, there's purpose behind the work that we're doing. And we've got to see that the fruitfulness will come in its season. I woke up this morning, the Lord gave me a word concerning this house and concerning where we're going. And I know this to be a word of the Lord because I've told you many times that I don't memorize scripture and where they're located. So I got the scripture given to me this morning when I woke up. I said, Lord, I don't know what that is. I will look it up, but I know if it's in the book of Isaiah, you're speaking something to me. And before I get to that word, he says, you got to let them know where they're going. If you don't let them know where they're going, they're never going to see the direction they need to be in. I said, Lord, you're speaking to me because sometimes I feel like I walk around ambiguously. So I'm going to just find God wherever I can, and I'll follow it out. He says, you've been doing that a little bit too long now. Now you've got to hone in on your vision. I said, okay. I remember watching a movie the other day in the morning with my wife, and they got this rifle. And I'm not much of a gun advocate. But I remember you shoot some, well, used to be in the alley behind my aunt's house and used to have this pellet gun. We used to shoot birds. Okay, we used to shoot snakes. That better that make me lie up in here. I don't think so. I used to shoot birds. And we'd go down the alley, me and my cousin. Cousin always had just a knack for shooting the bird in the eye. When I did, I went for the big part. I wasn't going to go for the little part. I went for the big part so I wouldn't miss. But I was watching this movie on Saturday with my wife, and this kid brings out this rifle that has a scope on it. And so when he begins to look at the thing that he's about to shoot, he has to focus the scope. Okay, hold on now. You can see at a distance, but if it's not focused in, it's still blurry. It can be magnified to bring that object that you're looking at closer, but if it's not in focus, it's blurry. And the Lord said, Marty, you have been going around in the direction, but you haven't focused to get clarity. I said, oh, Lord. I thought we were going to keep on preaching about his healing powers, you know. We're going to keep on preaching about all the miracles that Jesus did to bring miracles in the house. He says, son, I've given you everything that's inside of you to do any miracle you want to do when you say to do it. So can you slow down, God, because it's, hold up. He says, I need you to focus. But the only way you're going to focus is if you learn how to ask the right thing. The right thing. How many of you got rocked the other day when we were trying to figure out about the man that got left at the gate called Beautiful, and he asked the wrong question? He asked for money. You got any spare change? You know the ones. I just want a little bit just to get me through. And God has a plan not to give you the little, but to give you what you need. Even when you don't even ask for it, he gives it to you. See, the man needed to get a change of perception. He jumped up. Remember, had y'all start tweeting and whatever. What did we do? Well, Facebook it and Instagram it. Some of y'all had pictures of your shoes or your boots, and right? Bring your dancing shoes. Remember that? Okay. See, the man got up and started dancing. Remember that part? He started shouting and dancing. James got his dance on over here. He started dancing. Well, he didn't have much rhythm, but he got to moving. Got to moving, got to dancing, right? All right, now watch this. But then what happened was, say it with me now, what had happened was, now say it with me now, What had happened was that when the people saw him, they saw him holding on to Peter and John. But they had just witnessed him dancing, right? Here's what I want to tell you. Is he understood his then. He was figuring out his now, but he didn't understand what was next. You understand? And so when I was ministering that Sunday, I said, okay, Lord, this is what I was going to preach on Wednesday. Wednesday was a whole different thing. Whole different thing. Because the Lord showed me on Wednesday, God, I don't want to pray what I know to pray. You tell me what I need to pray so that the grace is there for me to ask for it. Okay, see, I just dropped the nugget. You know what? Y'all might as well just come up now. Listen. We go through life thinking, I'll bring my petition before the Lord. But if the Lord didn't tell you to petition, all you're doing is just throwing up words. But if you ask him, what am I supposed to ask of you? There's grace behind what he's already told you to ask for. Someone listening to me today, if you continue to ask for something that he hasn't graced you to have, you're just asking and throwing prayers that are falling to the ground. And you wonder, how come things haven't manifested? How come they haven't manifested? My question to God was, what do I need to pray? And that's when the Lord showed me. He says, pray for this. The prophet comes in and speaks about everything that I ask God. We have to see what God is telling us. That's what I said. We have to see what God is telling us to pray for. If we don't see it, how are we ever going to get the vision for it? That was the focusing. I understood I was going in that direction, but I couldn't see clearly. What is that song? I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. So I had to adjust the scope. I had to adjust it so it can get clearer. Now, what I was focusing on became clear. Watch this. In a scope, it'll also tell you how far it is. How many of us would like to go ahead and get into that scope and tell you how much further you've got to go to get to the mark that he has set before you? How many of you want to know how much further you've got to travail to see that expected end? Begin to get that thing in focus. I said, Lord, I see it now. He says, now you got it. Now you have it, because now you're not just going in a direction. You're actually going directly at the thing that I've given you. Because now you're not praying ambiguously for things. You're praying specifically for things. I hope this is helping somebody. I could go through everything that the seminary is supposed to tell you what you're supposed to do when you get onto the pulpit. But every time I try to do it the correct way, it doesn't quite flow that way. I said, God, is that why I don't get invited to go preach places? You try to make all these excuses, right? He said, no, son, I need you to bring some clarity to the house before you leave the house, and they go right back to ambiguity. Oh, shake that shoulder. Give me the shake. Come on, you got this. Don't look at me strange. I'm straight, but don't look at me strange. Shimmy, shake it now. Come on, shake it. Say, I feel it. Come on. I feel it. Some of y'all like it. It's inside. The prophet said, It's like fire that is shut up in my bones. Not my muscle, not my mind, but my bones. Not my spirit, not my soul, but my bones. The prophet said that it is fire that is shut up in my bones, that I cannot contain it. It must come out. But then I read about when they see the dry bones, and the man says, prophesy to the dry bones. Why? Because the fire is about to come up out of the bones. I'm speaking to your dry bones that we've been going through a season. We can't see manifestation. We can't get a focus. But I'm saying to your dry season, your dry bones, fire is coming up. Prophesy to the dry bones, and then the skin, the covering, got on the dry bone. My God, this is a prophetic word to you today. You felt that everything had come apart. You felt that everything was lost and stripped and stolen. But it wasn't what's on the outside. It's what's on the inside of the bone. Because when you speak, I cut out of all speak of myself. What is inside the bone? Ooh. The brain, come on, sir. It is not the DNA of your flesh. It's the DNA of God, baby. He had to get the flesh out the way. To remove everything that held you to this earth. And then he said, prophesy to the bones, to speak to heaven's DNA, that it would come forth and a new covering would come on. My God, the old has to die. God, you think that every word that came out of the mouth of God, the mouth of the prophet, has died. But what died was flesh. But when the word spoke to the dry bones in the grave, a new covering came on. Ooh. A new covering. Speak of. There's newness that is being raised up out of the grave. When they counted you out, when they're going to leave you for dead, and you think that every disease has taken you out, God says, I needed to remove the flesh of doubt and unbelief. I can speak life into the grave where the bones lay. See, ministries have gone into a grave. And they felt like, I'm never going to go nowhere. God says, son, you felt like you've been in the grave, but that's the place that I allowed you to go so I could shed off all that flesh. Raise yourself up. I will raise you up in due season. That when they look at you, they will only see the DNA of God. Woo! That's why we go through the valley. Watch this. A shadow of death. Shadow. Because what is on the other side of the shadow? Light. Light.
is in this season of your life that death that has come is not here to take you out. It's here to bring you in. Covered over. Why is that? People have put you in the grave so they can ridicule you, mock you, lie about you, and say, look, they ain't gonna mount up to nothing. It's not until the supernatural of God steps in and a word is spoken. And it brings life to the dead things in your life. Did you rise up? Wait a minute now. What rose up out of that grave? A new army. A new army. What they were battling before that they couldn't get victory on was their own flesh. I know. In my chamber, and I said, Lord, I was dancing. Some of y'all don't get here like I get her. Shoot. I had these pictures going off the wall. I had this thing going. I said, Lord, I'm going to get my dance. I goes, no. Yeah, you're going to feel that. But I'm going to get to your bones. When I did that, Rose, woo! It reminded me of Abby in her wheelchair. Remember that? Woo! Remember Abby? Prophetess Abby, remember that? Woo! She'd get all excited. Watch this. Ah, my God. You remember her? You remember? She would get, she'd feel the Holy Ghost, and she's paraplegic. She couldn't move. But she, woo! Then she started prophesying. I mean, hard prophesying. Watch this. Have your bones been aching? Have your bones been aching? Because heaven that is within is ready to come forth. Woo! My God. I haven't opened up my notes. I haven't got to my Bible. But I told you I heard a word from the Lord today. Dry bone. I said, Lord, I have felt like everything has been removed. When I had to call Papa Lou and say, I'm not going to Africa because we don't have the funds, I felt like everything was just stripped. Hush, son, don't miss it. Something is getting ready to happen for you. Start feeling like that thriller. I'm telling you, when God speaks to me, He knows how to speak to me. He knows how to speak to you in a certain way, doesn't He? Some of y'all looking like, Pastor, you don't talk to me like that. He says the weeds, the thousand, the arts. To me, He says, son, you better sit your butt down because you're just a little ass of a man. Let me show you something. You need to learn how to respect. Your anointing. I thought I did. I said, no. You got to get all that flesh out the way. You know,
I repent all things all the time. I repent even the things that I'm about to do. And then I even repent if I don't even know I'm going to do them, and I do them. I said, no. He said, they can pull information about who you are from your bones. The Lord says, I can tell you everything about you from your bones. He said, I need you to see beyond you. I need you to see beyond your now. And quit looking at your then. Woo, your next looks like a grave. And you feel like that's loss, that's all your gain. Because there's a newness coming on to you that was not touched by man, that was not reconstructed by man, nor did it come to life by man. It was the word that proceeded out of his mouth that brought a new season, a new army, for a new reign. A new reign. I hope you hear this. You have gone through some defeats. You have lost some battles. But don't count yourself. Bring wholeness, restoration, what's this? And restitution. That means that what was once spoken is gonna manifest and bring from your then to your next. What was once taken that was in your is not bringing to you now, it's going to be brought to your next. Because there's where you're headed. If it brings it to your now, you'll stay stuck in your now. So he has to bring it in front of you. That's why he says, stay in the path that I have for you, because the blessings of God will overtake you. When you get off of that path, get detoured, get distracted, you're going to miss what is coming and chasing you down. Woo. It's being brought to our next. Do we know what our next is? We don't know. We don't know what the next 10 minutes is going to hold for us, but I surely don't. Everything has to be taken off so that what's inside of the bones can rise up. Are you hearing this? That's a prophetic statement of where we're going. I've lost so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I've lost my mind. Hallelujah. I have lost my house, my car. I've lost family members. I've lost loved ones. I've lost my focus. And God says, amen. Because now you'll be relying on me. Woo. If you didn't go through what you went through, and pray the way you've been praying. You wouldn't have the fervent prayer like you do now, because what's inside of your bones is calling it forth. Are you hearing this? We can do an offering right now. Oh, we already did. We should have waited. church. Your mama told me one time, she says, you know what, you take the offering at the end, because once you pour out, oh, they're going to give even more. I said, ah, they ain't. I poured out one at one of the meetings, and I was walking on money. I said, oh, look at that. Look at that. He says, take your eyes off of it. Okay. He says, if you preach what I tell you to preach, money will find you. It'll find you. Money ain't lost. Ain't lost. When you think you have nothing, I want you to start looking. Look, don't do this literally. Just listen. Like I said, what church y'all for? House and Manor. Don't tell them when you do this. go look in fish's mouth for the silver coins. Where's the House and Manor? They're out at the lake. Looking for the silver coin. But hold on. Listen. Money isn't lost. Money will find you. Money will come to you when you put your focus on it. He'll bring it maybe in a fish's mouth. Maybe he'll bring it to the raven. Maybe he'll bring it to the widow. Maybe it just may just show up from something that was back in your then, that was held up, just collecting interest to be released in your now, but for your next. Amen. That was the first service. Shoot, don't tell me I can't have two services. Shoot. We just keep, I was tempted to pick it up. I don't know how to play, but I was. I just felt it. Like when I was over here praying, I just felt it. Something inside of me was like, I'm going to get on the drums. No, I'm going to get on the guitar. I don't know how to play a lick of anything. I was going to do it anyways. It's like something inside me says, you can do all things. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. It's something from, you can do all things. You can do all things. I said, shoot, I may start breakdancing here in a minute. I just felt it. Something inside was just like, get on your Instagram, get on your social media. Say something's about to happen. Get on there, tweet it, hashtag whatever. I believe you're on Instagram. Something's about to happen. Something's about to happen. Go on Facebook, put it on there. Say something's about to happen. And it's coming from within the bone. Situation that looks bleak. In your situation that looks like it's dead and in the grave. Maybe a word has been out in the atmosphere, hasn't manifested. Something is about to happen. Maybe a loved one that has been fighting a disease. Something is about to happen. Maybe someone that is incarcerated, something is about to happen. Someone that was down and out, getting ready to put that needle in their arm, something is about to happen. I feel it. It is like fire shut up in my bones. Follow that hashtag or that post, that is, whatever, there's so many of those social medias now, put out there and say, it's like fire that is shut up in my bones. Come on. Put it out there. They're going to say, what's going on in the House of Manor? And you're going to respond to them, we don't even know. don't even know what's going to happen. Because we're trusting and relying on God to do it. Woo! Don't even know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. You know, how are we going to get a drummer? But it happened. Huh? Yeah. Praying for the electric to show up on the scene. It showed up. Whole different sound. Whole different sound. Amen. All right, did y'all send it out on social media? Did y'all get it out there? Shut up in my bones. Not pastor's bones, your bones. This ain't just something for pastor. This is something for all of us. Are you ready? I am so excited. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So excited. I could go home right now. Colleen, your ministry, it's going to help many young women and men get past their fears. Your ministry will be to encourage by way of media now to continue to speak that passion for him and song, and watch how many people will gravitate to that fire, and it will be deposited even through the media. He's going to do it. You've been in your season that you felt like, I can't see out of my circumstance, but I praise you anyhow, because I know something's about to happen. You sense it. You sense there's a shift that is coming, even to your address at your home. I have stored up for you, says the Spirit of God. My God. The oil that you've been reaching for, I have stored it up for you. So that when I begin to release it, it's pure, fresh oil that have yet to be experienced by many that would call the glory to fall. It's different. It will manifest within the people so that the oil can be mass produced out. The vessels will begin to pour out because you began to tap into the untouched oil, and you will pour it into others. Your ministry, if Justin Bieber, Tori Kelly, and many that have come from the likes of YouTube can make it mainstream, watch as the glory of God makes it mainstream on YouTube, on people getting set free, delivered, sharing their testimony of the song that you sang. Even I see you on your patio, and I know you don't have like chairs and stuff on your patio that you could say, I relax in. But I see you on your patio more now than before, and you're feeling a shift in the atmosphere. God says it's because you're getting ready to reach through and grab that oil for yourself. He's positioned you to receive. Beyond the veil. Beyond the veil. Not behind. Beyond. See, many say, well, get behind the veil. I want to go beyond the veil. Right into his feet. Right into his arms. I want to go beyond that. Just getting behind doesn't mean you're there. It just means you're in the proximity. And when you go beyond, you get closer to. Oh, you're going to take the beyond. The beyond. Beyond the reaches of your flesh. It shall go forth, and the oil shall be poured out. I bless you. I bless you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I would always ask God, how do we do this, God? If I was to do two services, how would this work? Because I can't finish on time. I don't like to be on a schedule. I don't like to be on a schedule. I says, if you just do it the way I'm going to show you, it'll happen. Just stay focused, Marty.
Okay.
I stay focused. Get your Bibles if you would, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're going to start, and I've given you what the Lord has given to me in prayer, but I want to read it based on the book of Acts, chapter 3. Beginning at verse 1, the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through 11. I'm going to read it out of the NIV. So those of you that are going to your electronic devices, if you pull up the NIV version, and we'll go from there. Janie, if you're listening on the podcast, I prophesy to you that the ailment that is taken over your body and over your skin and over the nerves is about to come to an end, says the Spirit of God. I speak unto you now as you listen over the airwaves of this broadcast. I thank you right now, Father, that you're bringing healing. And I thank you right now for the pure manifestation of your oil in her life that brings about wholeness in her body, says the Spirit of the living God. Amen. The book of Acts, chapter 3 and verse 1. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was lame from birth was carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg for those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. But Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you that it is true yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, I thank you that you have graced this message, Father, to be a prophetic word into this house. And for those that are listening that feel it in their spirit, this is your word. You have tuned in to the broadcast. You have tuned into the podcast. And I thank you, for you will get your word, receive it in its season, and watch the manifestation of it. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen. Amen. The man only knew his then and his now, but what his next he did. His new state of being required him to learn something new. Romans 12:2 out of the NIV reads this way: "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will." Romans 12:2 is telling you that the more that you are able to renew your mind and begin to change the pattern of your thinking, some things will change. Then you are able to test the will of God. If you don't renew your mind, how are you going to be able to approve God's will? without approval isn't saying, God, that's not your will, so I don't approve it. That's not what it's talking about. What it's saying is you'll know his will for your life by the renewing of your mind. What I shared with you was a nugget from God saying, don't just pray to pray. Ask him what to pray for. Amen? So in your prayer time, and you might know many of us have those checklists that we go down. We got to pray for this ministry. We got to pray for this person. Oh, we definitely got to pray for Sister So-and-so because she's a little out there. But, you know, we go through all those kind of things. And why don't we just go before God and say, God, you tell us what we need to pray for. Because in that time, there's grace for you to receive it. Huh. All right, I have to work at this. Okay, that's cool. Proverbs 24:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Wait a minute, how are you going to think in your heart? Heart, think. Does your heart have a mind of its own? Wait a minute. So, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So is your heart determining to your mind? Watch this. Is it going to determine to you, I don't have to love you. I don't have to like you. Well, hold up now. And that tells me something in your heart is off. Something in your heart is a little twisted. So let's untwist it. Shoot. Make me work on this one. Y'all looking at me like, Pastor, wait. My heart is good. No, it ain't. You forget that I see a lot. I look up and say, Lord, why you show me? I'm not looking at y'all, I'm looking at me. See, when I look up, I say, oh, Lord, that's me. You want to pick and choose who you going to love, Marty? No, I love them all. I'm at a distance sometimes, though. He says, hey, I'm trying to show you. You got some things twisted in your heart. And see, some of y'all are like, Pastor, you just love everybody. I do. Oh, yeah. I love you all. You just forgive everybody and you just love them again. Sure. I just didn't tell you what measure of love I had for you. One thing don't do right now is do not look to your left or to your right. Do not even look at your spouse. Right? Too late. I already looked. See, Jesus didn't say, I will love you, but I ain't got to like you. Jesus didn't say that. We said it. Jesus says, I love you with the agape love. You don't have to do nothing for me to love you. I love you regardless. Mess up all you want. I love you regardless. Do that to your neighbor. See how many times your neighbor's going to love you. One time. Whatever. Better get to step. I wish you would say something. I put Bible all over you. I got word. You know how some of them get? You know how some of them get? You get around some of those folks, they want to throw all kinds of scriptures your way. Throw it. It's going to come right back and hit you between the eyes. Because in the manner that you judge, so shall you be judged. Amen. You a sinner. I know it. So who says that you're God, though? Who said that you're the one that can judge me? Who says that you're the one that can determine my outcome based on what you think is sin? Maybe I made you sit down a little too soon. It's okay. Relax. I got this. Maybe what's really inside your heart is the offense that has come from your then. The then is your past. Remember back then? You remember back then? Because back then, you didn't have the excess. You didn't have the wisdom. You had a whole different look about you, a different walk about you. It was more along the lines that I know what I can get when I want it. I'm going to get what I want when I want it. But if it wasn't given to you when you wanted to get it, you got offended. And because you got mad and offended, you brought that thing from then to your now. Thinking that you yourself look like you did back then. I ain't gonna get no shouting from you today. It's all right. I'll work this one by myself. Because you see, when we think we got everything put together and everything in line together, we have a tendency to feel comfortable and confident about ourselves. But let something come in and remind you that some of your foundation has some cracks. Yeah. I said, foundation got cracks? Feel it, God. He says, oh, yeah? Yeah, man, feel it. I'll feel it for you, Marty. I'm going to show you that you thought that you could get what you want when you wanted it. You just didn't know what it was going to cost you when you got it. So I let you have it. Are you feeling me now? You see, just because I wanted it didn't mean I needed it. Just because I had to have it doesn't mean that God wanted me to have it. But I had a tendency to what was in my heart to make me think I could get it. I feel a little drunk in here. It's all right. It's all right. I would stay under the influence of the Holy Ghost to tell you that what I have gone through in my then has made me in my now. But my now can't change my then. Your now can't change your past. Your past can't change your now. It's what you do in your now by the renewing of your mind that will get you to your next. The man knew that there was something of his then, his past, from birth that he knew not how to do was walk. He relied on people to bring him there to his now. He relied on people to bring him to his now. How many of you have a problem being alone? You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to raise it. I'll do it myself. Don't like being alone. I told you I'm spooky. Everybody left the house the other day. Had the cat outside, had the dogs outside. My wife went to go pick up the kids. I'm supposed to be barbecuing for our gathering that we were having for Heart to Heart, and men were going too. I said, okay, I got this, God. I heard, poof. The cat's outside, the dogs are outside. Oh, Lord. See, my car, my mama's so come. Because we get scared, my voice goes up. I said, Lord! 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 I got spooked by a noise, and I was by myself. This just happened on Friday. In my own home. The own place that's my dwelling. That I have dominion over. Really? You have dominion. You're the boss. You're in charge. No, you're not. But in my own place, my own dwelling place, the place that I am comfortable in, my place of sanctuary, my place of safety, I still got spooked. Watch this. We can be in a place that we're so familiar with, so comfortable with, so acclimated to, that it can freeze us right in our tracks. See, the man that was brought to the gate called beautiful was used to his circumstance, was used to his state of being. What had not been challenged was his mind. And what I'm trying to tell you is that we think that what we can't do is the biggest challenge. And God said immediately in his word, he says, what I do not have is what? Silver and gold. Oh, but what I do have, I give you. And he said, walk. And what did it say? Immediately, he got up and started dancing, shouting. Got his praise on, right? Got his dance on. Watch this. What he did not know how to do was get to his next. Because he felt something go through him. And he, oh, these things work. I have never seen these legs move like this. Jesus. I took a year off of working out. Jesus, help me. Go back to the gym. Took my son to the gym the other day, too. I said, let's go work out, Josh. My son is stronger than me. I put this weight on. I said, oh, that's a little bit too heavy for Josh. Okay. Dad, it's too light. You got to put more. What's this? So I put more on it. What does Josh do?
Nope. Got to put more, Dad. It's too light.
I ain't going to tell him that I can't do it. I got on any. That vein right here that comes out felt like it was about to explode. I wasn't going to let my son show me up like that. Sure. We got in the car like. I drive standard. Watch this. So the muscles had lost strength. How is it that immediately muscles, tendons, circulation was flowing immediately through his legs that he could get up and dance, shout, run around, walk? But what didn't register was his next. What do I do now? Because this is foreign to me. Okay, hold up now. So Proverbs 24:7 says, so as a man thinks, so is he in his heart. So is he. How are you seeing yourself? Do you see yourself as old? Don't answer, don't answer. Do you see yourself as young? Don't answer. Do you see yourself frustrated? Do you see yourself mad? Do you see yourself too? We got some folk in here telling, yeah, that's me. Pastor, that's me. Yeah, that, hey, I just keep my hand up the whole time. But here, we determine, watch this, what our next is going to be based on the renewing of our mind. He didn't know what his next was going to be. Philippians 4:4-9. Go there, please. Philippians 4, verse 4 through 9. If you're on your electronic device, go to the English Standard Version. English Standard Version. Philippians 4:4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Watch this. Again, I will say, rejoice. Twice he says rejoice. He says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone. Okay. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. Oh, Lord. But everything by prayer and supplication. You know how they go back in the old day. By everything, by prayer and supplication.
With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I done told you I feel a little bit intoxicated with what God has put inside of me. He says, son, don't you remember back in the day? I said, I remember back then when I used to get my drink on. Some of the things that I would not do when I was sober, I had a tendency to do when I was under the influence. Things that I normally would not do, I did. He says, do you remember your back then? Lord, I don't want to remember back then. Because some of the things I did back then weren't just about me doing what I wanted to do. I influenced others to do what I wanted them to do. He says, exactly. Now let me bring it to you now. Some of my family members in here know what I'm talking about. He said this. Look at here. And the peace of God, which surpasses all, not some of your understanding, all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind. All right now, guarding your heart and your mind. Why is that? Because I believe our circumstances, some of our relationships, some of our children, some of our church family, well, has made us want to go back to our then and respond like we used to back then. God says, unless you change your heart and your mind, you will always respond in a way that I didn't tell you to. You'll go back to your ways, how you were back then. Now, the man was used to being carried by somebody. Now, let's look at the man for a minute. That he knew that somewhere every morning, because it said every day, he knew somebody was coming to pick him up because he couldn't get there by himself. How many of you have been relying on other folks to get you to your... I try to wear a coat. Really? I guess preachers, that's why they don't ask me to come, because you don't wear a suit, man. Buy me one. Got the same suit that I've had for how many years? I ain't going to go there, but it's all right. People say, you going to wear that suit again? That's all I got. I'll come in jeans. Thank you. I got a witness. How many of you are relying on somebody else to get you to your next? How many of you have been waiting idly because you can't do nothing but sit and wait because something isn't working in your life? I know. I'm trying to work this one out. Been trying to get somewhere. I don't want people to think he's always preaching at me. No, I'm not. They get mad, James. You always don't preach, and you preach right at my circumstance. And you know what? You just know a little bit too much. You've been talking to somebody in the church. Yeah, I've been talking to God. This is his house. I come into his house. I ask him, God, what do they need? You tell me what I'm supposed to preach. And when I say it and they get mad, what do? He says, leave them to me. Okay, God. Leave them to you. He says, I know how to get to them. You just say what I tell you to say. But you know, God, I just have a way of doing things wrong. He says, I know, that's why I chose you. How many times do... Yes. I know. We're family here. There ain't no visitors. And if you're visiting, because you're family, all right? Look, people on the podcast, what is he doing? They're just laughing. Lord, in a minute, I'll get you on video. You'll be able to see. But watch. When Jesus had the triumphal entry, he didn't get on something that had been tamed, something that had been ridden. He got on something that had never been ridden on. What is about to take place in the atmosphere in this dispensation of God is going to do something with someone that people do not know of. You think that people have overlooked you? You think that God has forgotten about you? I've got nothing, God. Everything's been stripped. Dry bones. I feel like everything is deteriorating. Dry bones. He says, but when I call you, and I come and I rest on you, you will strengthen my God. And you will be able to do what you haven't been able to do ever. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. The man did not know how to walk, run, or dance. He broke out in a dance. Lord Jesus, the Hebrew hop had got nothing on him. The moonwalk couldn't do anything. Break dancing had nothing on this man. I think he got straight up crunk. Hear me now. He was sitting at home saying, I know they're going to come get me today because they get me every day. And I know that every time I get a little bit of money, I keep a little bit on the side. I give a little bit to them. I keep a little bit for me. I've gotten so used to doing things this way, I'll just keep on doing it this way. So when the men of God came into that place called Beautiful, he asked for everything he had always known to ask for was money. What he did not know is that his life would forever be changed. Because all you knew, Marty, is how to get drunk and be on drugs and be a womanizer. All you knew how to do was to follow after the steps of your father of being an alcoholic. And I praise God in all things. Because my daddy said, you'll never be like me. You will do greater things than me. I don't know what you're going to know, but I know one thing. You won't be like me. You will do things better. He said, you see, in all things, rejoice. In all things, be glad and rejoice. Because I thank God my dad was an alcoholic because he told me, don't let this thing control you. How could I learn about alcoholism unless someone went before me to teach me about it so I wouldn't fall prey to it? Woo! I'm not ashamed of my father, not one bit. To the very day that he died, I was in his hospital while he was in bed in a coma. I cleaned his wounds. I cleaned and changed his dressings. I did these things. The son unto the father, tending to the father before he went to be with the father in heaven. And I said, God, before my sister, some of you don't know, I have a half sister. My sister who is older than me didn't know what to do. But I, the youngest, said, I love and care for you, daddy. Before you go and be with the father, Will you accept Jesus as Lord? My mom, who had been divorced from my dad, stepped right to the bedside and led him into the sinner's prayer. I'm here to tell you, you don't know who is carrying you to your next. And you look at the circumstances and say, this isn't God. This isn't God. Put any alcoholic, any drug and dope dealer, dope fiend in front of me, and I've got what it takes to get them out. Why? Because I've seen it in my father. I did it myself, but it didn't have dominion over me. I had dominion over it. Watch this. My God. When I wanted to take myself out because of the pain, the angel of life stepped in. And the angel of death moved out. I have purpose for you, son. If you pull the trigger, it won't even go off. Because I have purpose for you. And at that moment, watch this. Oh my God. God will send you someone that is destined to your next. We are so dependent on people for our next. God says, don't despise what I'm using in your life that will get you to your next. Can you imagine the man saying, you know what? I'm the one that's out there being talked about. I'm the one that is out there that people are looking at that is lame. I'm the one with the deficiency that can't do for myself. I'm the one. But yet you want to take some of the money that I have gotten based on my circumstance. I think somewhere along the line where it's not written, I'm seriously considering this, guys, is writing my own Bible, my own book. Highlighting some of these stories. Can you imagine what the man was doing that morning? He probably changed his perception that this day is going to be different, but I don't know how. I'm going to do everything that I know to do, but something is going to change. He just didn't know what, how, or when. I'm speaking into your systems and your circumstances. Things are about to change. You don't know how, and you don't know when, but it's going to change. Even if you don't ask the right question, it's going to change. Maybe the man said, God, all I know is that I've been near church my whole life. I haven't been in your presence. But the day that I'm able to get into your presence, all I'm going to do is shout. Amen. Now y'all can come. Why? Where did they leave him? Right outside the door of the church. Somewhere along the way, they've been hearing about this Jesus. Do you know about this man that's walking around healing people, raising people from the dead? He's healing blind eyes. He's healing people that have died, and he's healing them. So he's hearing all this stuff. Doesn't say anything about it. But I know one thing before, Miss Sylvia, before you entered into this church, you heard the music going on before you entered the door. Some of y'all that came right after that, you heard the music before you even touched the door. Reminds me when we first started the ministry back at the Comfort Inn. People would reach to touch the handle of the room and they would begin to weep. When they would open the door, things were falling off of them. They said, something is going on in here that I need to get to. There is something that is about to be different in my life. We don't understand why we go through what we go through. But I do understand this. If I never, ever, ever change my perspective, I will never get into my next. But God has called the people to understand one thing, that you're not where you used to be. Matter of fact, hoo-wee, you're not where you were 10 minutes ago. Where you're going next will be different than you're now. Watch this. I'll say this. I'm not going to do this all justice, so I will come back to this. Watch this. Vision is sight. Vision is sight with what you see. Vision is where you see what you want and should be. Vision is where you see you want and should be. Do you understand that? Sight is what you see. Vision is where you see you want and should be. Number two, things that you see from things seen is by being transformed in your mind so that it can be a lifetime of change. Okay. Things that you see from the things unseen are being transformed in the mind for a lifetime of change. Ooh. Number three, words are powerful. Write them down. Habakkuk 2, 1 through 3, out of God's Word. I'm going to read this to you out of God's Word translation. I will stand at my guard posts. I will station myself on the wall. I will watch to see what he will speak to me and what answer I will get to my complaint. Then the Lord answered me. He says, write the vision. Make it clear on tablets so that anyone can read it quickly. The vision will still happen at the appointed time. It hurries towards its goal. It won't be a lie if it's delayed. Wait for it. It will certainly happen. It won't be late. Write it so others can read it. God is writing the new script in your life. But the only thing that you have witnessed was your then. You've been living out your now, not understanding what the next is going to bring. But your next. Look, your neighbor said, next. Next. Your next is right in front of you. What opposes your next? Now. Now always opposes your next. Did you get that? Because your now circumstance doesn't let you see your next. Because you're focused on your now. Now always opposes your next. Number four, possess by faith what grace has already provided. Ask God what he wants for you in prayer. Number five, how do we move into your next? Number one, 5A would be, you must be tired of your now. You must be tired of your now. Number 5B, your next should be different from your now. Your next should be different from your now. Grace me with a little bit more time and I'll finish this. 5D.
Now is the prison to your next. Now is the prison to your next. Complacent thoughts or being okay with now. Five E is next and now will oppose each other. What's this? Time is always moving towards next. You can't get it back, so don't waste time. You can't get time back, so don't waste it. Your destiny is waiting on your next decision that would lead you to it. Your destiny is waiting on your next decision that will lead you to it. Your past is training ground for your next. How you see your now and then will determine how long to get to your next. How you see your now and then will determine how long to get to your next. You can't experience next if you're always thinking about then. Next requires 100% effort and no procrastination. Next requires 100% effort and no procrastination. Complacency and next are in opposite directions. Let's get over to our next. Here's what the Lord shared with me this morning. To turn to Isaiah. When I woke up this morning, this is what I heard. Isaiah 66:6. Isaiah 6:6:6. Isaiah 6:6:6. This is what it reads. This is out of the Good News Translation. Listen, that loud noise in the city, that sound in the temple, is the sound of the Lord punishing his enemies. Where did he say that was? In the temple and in the city. And that's the sound of the Lord punishing his enemies. What does that say to you? Is that whatever has come against you, those that oppose you, those that talk about you, those that lie about you, those that are jealous of you, those that are always trying to keep you back in your den. God says there's a sound that is coming out in the city and in the temple, and he's doing away with his enemies. Why? Because you are the children of God that he's called for purpose. He's called you to your next. But there's some things that have been opposing your next. And God is sending a sound. A sound. Because he's dealing with your position. Now after I heard that, that woke me up. I said, Lord, oh, we had some opposition. But no, no. My sound has already been sent out to deal with my enemies. Woo! Watch this. Go to Isaiah 60, verse 6. This should make you shout right here.
Isaiah 60 in verse 6. This is the second scripture he gave me. Isaiah 60 verse 6. Woo! A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, and those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring you gold and frankincense and shall bring you good news, the praises of the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. If you're not hearing this, if you're not feeling this, if this is just for me, maybe I gotta go old school on you. Let me tell you that what he's talking about. In verse 7, it says, all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house. Woo! Who are those that fly like a cloud and like doves in their windows? For the coastland shall hope for me. The ships of Tarshish first to bring you children from afar. The silver and the gold with them. For the name of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. Oh, somebody better hear this. Verse 10 says, foreigners shall build up your walls, and the king shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I had mercy on you. Your gates shall be open continually. Day and night they shall not be shut. And the people will bring to you the wealth of the nations with their kings led in processions. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. The nation shall be utterly laid waste. Woo! Are you hearing this, people of God? When I woke up this morning and I heard this, I said, Lord, something is happening. Something is about to take place. Something is about to shift in the atmosphere. Something is about to bring light in our darkness. Things are turning around. What is Isaiah 60 talking about? You've been in desolation, but now you're about to come up over and have abundance. But watch this. All Zion had to do was to arise and shine. Woo. The ships came into its port. The camels came from afar. The children came with it. Where? Back to the body of Christ. What is that saying? This is the prophetic scripture saying that I'm bringing the children from afar. I'm bringing those that no one knew how to go out and get. I'm turning the hearts back, the children back under the fathers, and the fathers back under the children. And I'm bringing them. Watch this. Watch this. They ain't coming back broke. They're coming back with silver and gold and frankincense. What does that mean? They're bringing back the anointing. They're bringing back the gold, the process that they have gone through. They're bringing back the silver. What is that? They've been refined by God to do the work for God. And they will bring wealth back to the church. I prophesy this into the atmosphere of the church, and those listening by means of podcast, I'm telling you, wherever you're listening to this, that you can declare in your home, you can declare in your car, you can declare while you're at the gym, you can declare while you're in your place of meditation, as you're walking around your apartment, walking around your neighborhood, that God is about to restore to you the former glory of his house. And what he's going to do is bring peace back into your home. He's about to restore to you what you have lost. He is about to bring health where you have been sick. He's going to bring those things that have been fallen by the wayside. He's going to bring it back into your life. And you're about to see the glory of God reign and rule on this earth once again. you will see that everything that you've been through, everything that you've gone through, everything you processed through, everything that you've gone through is for His glory. It's for His glory. Come on, somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise Him. Because everything is coming for His glory. Jesus, that what has been held up in the banking system that has collected interest is about to be released into your bank account, released back into your lineage. And God is bringing back the gold, the silver, the camels, and the ship back to its glory, back to the church. What the enemy meant for evil, he is turning for your good. What the enemy has sent out to destroy, God has sent a word to restore. Maker and the Palmer Worm have destroyed is being restored with a greater harvest. A greater harvest with a new feeling of victory in your bones. Your walk and your gait will be changed. The sound that will come out of you will be different. What you are going to experience is the newness of God. You have stepped into a new season and you're walking towards your next. You can't look at your then, you can't look at your now. Stay focused on your next, because your next is the destiny, plan, and purpose of God. They're going to find you, they're going to hear you, and they're going to call for you, beloved. That's why you stay on your phone singing unto God, and watch as they will recognize the voice coming up out of you, and they will say there's something special and different in that voice. There is something that is changing the very being of who I am that makes me want to live and not die. There is something inside of that voice that says I can have hope restored back to me again. There is something in that voice that says God is in control. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I release the oil on your life. I release the mantle on your life. I declare it to be so. They will know of the goodness of God in your life. They will know how good God has been. They will know how good God is. And they will know that God is supreme. And when you begin to sing of the goodness and the joy of the Lord, you will break off everything and every heaviness as the Spirit of God. There's a shift taking place. There's a shift taking place. You will instill hope to the hopeless, life to the destitute. Into those that have an issue and wanting to check out and commit suicide. God says that I will give you life-changing words in your spirit. You've been singing nothing but covers, but now watch as I will sing through you and be the covering, says the Spirit. See the number 1600.00. 1600.00 will be deposited into your account, because you begin to ask God, what do I pray for? Let it be your will, not my desire, but your will. And I sense that the Spirit of God is saying, now that you have aligned your heart and your mind with my Spirit, that I have ordered your steps in this direction, not only have I heard it before you spoke it, I've already called it to come get you. front, it said this, the young camels were coming. And I asked God, what is that? He says, the young is being restored, the youth back into your bones. My God, today, the youth back into your bones, and the strength of your youth shall come back to you once again. That you will come from a far distant land, but because it was young, he restored the youth of what you have lost. God said that you won't have to experience it anymore, but you will know that I have brought the blessing unto you, and it will overtake you, and the amount to be deposited into your account is what you asked him to do before you leave. Bring to you what he has spoken to you. Well, as a young millionaire, it shall not return void unto him. It shall accomplish what it set out to do. Come here, Mom. Come put your hand on her stomach right now. You heard that word when it was delivered. Come on, Popo. Come on. Come on, Popo. You were in the service when it was prophesied by Dr. Eva Riga. And he said, young millionaires, but you felt that everything had been stripped, everything that had been taken away. You have lost much, says the Spirit of God. But now I prophesy to the dry bones, life back into the very word of God that was spoken over your life. And you shall inherit what God has said, and the ships are coming to you now. The manifest has been read and everything has been accounted for. It is your time. It is your season. You will walk in fullness. You will walk in wholeness. But you will walk in the abundance. And you said, God, I will do greater things than those of the past. I will do what you tell me to do, says the Spirit of God. My God. It will overtake you. It will cover you. It'll be the new covering of your life. Watch this. You will have to learn to live in your next. But it's going to require you to learn how to live in that abundance which you know not of. I am tired of being tired of living week to week. And how are we going to do it? I've heard your cries. I've seen your frustration. You have seen yourself walk by your own grave. And God says, now prophesy, daughter, prophesy to the dryness and the dry bones. Because I'm going to bring you into a place called next. You must be renewed of your mind and your heart for where I am taking you. You must learn how to live. My God. Woo. I just heard free service by CPA that's going to put things in line for what is about to be deposited. And this CPA is going to show you, my God, and bring clarity to you on what you need to do and how to do it. That you won't have to remember the dates of what things are going to hit the account. It's just going to happen. My God. And there will be that overflow for you. That you can look to your sons. Oh my God. What you desire and what you want. My God, for your sons. Your sons will bring unto you from afar the wealth that have been stored up. Watch this. They've been praying for you. They have been praying for you. My God. It started with death. It started with death. But it changed to resurrection and life. What the enemy meant for evil was to take you out of believing and take you out of faith and take the hope away from you. I'm prophesying to the dryness of your faith, and God is saying in this very hour that I'm going to raise you once again from the death of hope and faith, and you will believe in yourself as the Spirit of God. And every word that has entered into your gates, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. I uproot them out of your soul, and I loose you into your destiny. Life resides inside of you. Life is inside of you. Resurrection power is inside of you to bring hope reinstilled once again to those that have lost everything. Power, power, power is in your life. I bless you. Destroy the oppression right now. Depression has to come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you to walk in your destiny, says the Spirit of God. Stream. I saw that the river that ran through the back of the property was what you had been asking God for 2 months. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And then God said that you have changed your question to when is it? When is it? He says the word that had went forth was a description of what was to come to you. And that you are about to see now that what God has said, you are about to inhabit the land. And it shall be yours to walk in dominion and power and authority over. But you have just said unto God that I will build a place that people can come and get restored. It won't be just for me. They will learn how to do things for the kingdom of God. It will be a training center, says the Spirit of God. That you will train them up. I see that there will be room for them to stay. That you will also have a big chimney with a big fireplace right in the big foyer. My God. A place of warmth and welcoming. A place of rest where the gates will always be open. Because it is coming to you, says the Spirit of God. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord is coming up to pass unto you now in this season. You will inherit your blessing, says the Spirit of God. You will walk in the fullness of the word that has gone through. Every distraction that has been intensifying in your life, beloved, it's just a smoke screen. Lift thine eyes up into the hills, from whence your help has come from. For now you will see that the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For your son, fear not for your son. It's what I have placed on him that requires him to go and dig deeper to where he has never been. Fear not, beloved, because I'm bringing him out and I'm taking him through. And you have wondered why, my God, today, my God, I see the twins in which you have lost, as the Spirit of God, that they have been waiting for this season to come into fruition. And he says that I have called them to be the angels of the harvest. They shall come in this season and bring hope and fruition to the word of God, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, see, come on. structured that when you walk to it, the doors will open. And the glory that is there is what you ask God, did I miss it? Did I miss it? Since you didn't miss it, I trained you in it. Not for your personal gain, but for the gain of the kingdom. That they will come in and you'll say, this is why you had a hard time with this during your business. You kept giving, you kept giving, you kept giving. God said, I was training you to keep giving. Training you to keep giving. Because I will send them unto you and they will not have the finances to do it. But you will have the means to do it for them. And they will say, how is it that it turned out like this? How is it that you're doing this? Because God made a way out of no way. That you will dedicate the land for many that are in need. Many will come in. As I was prophesying concerning the ranch for my mother, I saw your gate opening up. That land was going to be given to you. And on that, there would be a building that you can have functions, you can have, watch this. My God. Conferences, churches will be booked there. What is about to happen in the church arena, what's this? It's not about the local house. It's not about what they have done. It's about what God is about to do. And it's going to be training ground for what is to come. And it'll have to be on neutral ground where they come together as generals. Woo! My God. But they will receive the instructions from God what to do. They will take, my God, this will be from all over the world that are going to be coming in. Oh, my God. I see a landing strip on the property where private jets can come in. The lights of the Copelands, the lighting unto the couple of hours. Hear this. These types of generals will be coming to this place. Instruction of what's to come next. Because it'll be neutral and people won't know how to find it because God will be hidden to you. It'll be hidden from the general public until He tells you to go out there. There was a school of the prophets many years back that would move from state to state. They wouldn't send out letters or information where it was going to be. Prophets had to know by the Spirit where it would be. Those that showed up were there because God called them. I see this thing turning around now that many men and women of God, generals of the faith, are about to come together because of what is to come. They need a place to go that is neutral. Land is about to be turned over to you. Know this, that God has heard your prayer, but it's like blueprints. The more you eat, measures keep getting stretched. Keep prophesying. You shall see it coming to pass. You are visionary. I appreciate your spirit, sir. I thank you for who you are. You weathered storms, you weathered much. God says in this hour, I'm going to restore to you strength and purpose. You will reach out to people, watch this, that out of their pockets, out of your mouth.
Edward. She was so confused.
She had a special gift,
didn't she not?
To reveal to you the inner secrets so things can begin to change. And they will. It's not easy. I'd be lying if I told you it was. But he's hearing your cries. Keep pointing. God, keep revealing to you. Because his hand is his shield. It's protecting you. I see you traveling with your daughter. Traveling, spending more time with you. And I see the change that's taking place. I love it being courage. Because what's inside is what's crying out. That's what he is. He is covering you and protecting you. And inside of you, you felt like you've had to protect others.
God good. Come on, come on. Come on. Wow. Woo.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome. Thank you. You know what I love about this? Watch this. He came up real quietly. After service one day, do y'all need a drummer? You need a drummer? Yeah. I said, yes. Answered prayer. What? He got on the drum and he went to town on the drum. My wife tried, you're hired! I appreciate your spirit, man.
Amen.
I thank you for being obedient. You're a blessing, sir. You're a blessing. Whole different feeling, wasn't it? Whole different feeling. I told Josh that. I said, when I called Josh, get up here, that means Colleen comes. That means the drummer comes. Right? Okay, Damon, y'all all come together. That was the river. All I did was easy. Man. What a blessing. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Answer prayer. Answer prayer. I find it very interesting that God went back. Did he not? Didn't he go back? When I saw that, oh my God. Whew. He spoke land. Land. Land represents promise. Promise. He brought him to the promised land. That wasn't in their now or their then. That was in their next. You know you heard from God because he's speaking about your next, your promise, what he said. Even though you feel like, oh, well, how is that? I don't know. When did we get that word concerning young millionaires? My God. You were there. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we witnessed it. He said IRS was going to end the whole deal. It ended. Ended. There's some things that, you know, I've kind of toiled with God about, and I said, he needs to talk. But then he brings it like this in the anointing. All I can tell you, Hannah, it's over. Amen. It's over. When I saw you, I saw God's hand all over you. Amen. It's over. People are going to get jealous. Watch this. Those that came against are the ones that are going to be praising how good God is and what he did in your life. Amen. Those that judged and came against will be the ones celebrating what he did. Amen. My God. When I laid hands on Josh, the fire that hit him, he will never, ever, ever, ever be the same.
Amen.
Ever. He spoke about your sons praying for you. Your sons. That speaks of a generation that is undergirding you. They're crying out for what you're believing for.
Amen.
And God has heard it. He's heard it. There's a whole different level of prophetic in here right now. Whole different. That your sons watch. Watch. That they will turn to you. And ask for the word in that family. And God's hand will move. You may not be able to articulate it and write it down as a sermon. Oh, but when you open your mouth, let it come out like honey. Change of people's heart. Because in this dry season that you've been in, you have felt like you missed it. You have felt like you've moved. God says, I've been with you this whole time. But I had to remove some of the things that were on you so that what's inside of you can now come forth. Your voice will be different. You will articulate different. And you will begin to move in a whole different realm of the anointing. God is going to use you for that family, son. And change. Change. They're going to ask the wrong question. But God is going to give the right response. Silver and gold I have not, but what I do have, I give you. See, things are beginning to magnify within the realm of your spirit, man. Frustrated. Mad. I don't care who's in this room listening. I'm talking to my son. God has heard that very frustration. He's heard the very cries from deep within your soul. Your daddy's going to see it all come to fruition in your life. And he will enjoy it with you. And you know, this daddy right here that's standing here talking to you right now has no ounce of jealousy that the same thing that comes into my hands, your daddy will get to enjoy as well. Because I believe in that covering over your life. The bishop is about to have an encounter. Watch this. Your daddy's about to just touch him. And the word of the Lord is going to come out of that bishop. I'm going to prophesy everything to your daddy, what I just spoke to you. God is, I said it before, I felt it in here. I was by myself. I wasn't, in this house, I ain't scared, too. You leave me at my own home? You know, little noises I get to, oh, Lord. And here, I put that music on. My God, I felt it different. And Colleen came in. It's loud in here, huh? What? Remember, you were playing around like that? I just felt like, ooh, man. Ooh, I felt it. And Jubilee hit my pocket. Jubilee hit my pocket. Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
When Jubilee hits, my God, thank you, thank you. Debts canceled. Land restored. Come on, can I get some drum behind that? I get some drums behind that one. Get some drums. Land restored. Huh? My God. What had been taken away, restored. Jubilee. That's what Jubilee is. Watch this. And if you were a slave, you were set free to return back to your place, your land. When it's declared with a sound. A sound. That's when the season changed. Not everybody hears it. But those that hear it get loosed and get back to their promise. Their land. Are you hearing this? My God. We're going to go to the third service. I'm playing, man. I'm tired. I'm good. I'm done. I know we were standing, sitting. Some of y'all running. I was about to run, too. But woo! Man. Like it was some kind of jazzy kind of. I drove up to the Alizon courts. And I was playing some Boney James. Oh, hey! Oh, I felt that thing hit me. I had the top down. Put the seat back. Come on now. I went back. Say, God, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. And that was the sound that I heard. That said, all things have passed away. So I can make all things new. I put on that Boney James. I have my little speaker. Train where I used to throw rocks at the train. Oh, I was just rocking.
And he saw me like, he turned his music down, rolled down his window. Hey. Hey, that's some Bonnie James. I say, you feel that? He goes, man, I feel that thing. Come on, stand your feet. Come on, keep it going, man. Keep it going. Stand your feet. I want you to put your right shoulder in your.